Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We've got breaking news right now in Dallas County. He's the man the prosecutors say is the mastermind behind the murder of a former Oklahoma University football player. The jury has made up its mind. Austin York now joining us with the latest. Austin.
Well, David, moments ago, the judge read the verdict.
We, the jury, unanimously find the defendant, Antoine Franklin, guilty of capital murder, discharging the indictment.
Now, former Oklahoma University football player Devontae Lampkin was shot and killed in Dallas at an Airbnb back in 2022. But today, Antoine Franklin took the stand in his own defense. Now, prosecutors told jurors that Franklin was not in the room when two other men killed Lampkin, but he is just as guilty as the other two. Now, Franklin testified he was forced to go along and didn't have anything to do with the killing.
He threatened me that if I didn't do it, that some stuff was going to happen. Like, he knew that I was a person that had my own drugs and money, and he threatened me that he would rob me at my mother's home.
Now, Franklin says he actually knew Lampkin, and the idea was to rob him of about $20,000, but not to kill him. Franklin was supposed to go on trial last year, but he cut off his ankle monitor, went on the run for a couple of days. He's going to serve a life in prison. Victim impact statements are expected to begin shortly. Reporting live, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRBLD.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Governor Abbott in Dallas talking to CEOs about what Texas is doing to attract more businesses. And he had a couple of Elon Musk stories.
When SpaceX, Tesla, and ex-owner Elon Musk called Abbott while he was having dinner with his wife on Valentine's Day, here's what happened.
And I tell my wife, listen, I got to take this call. And he said, Governor, if I tell Delaware to pound sand, will you have my back? I said, absolutely. The next day, he removed his incorporation papers of SpaceX in Delaware and for Tesla also, and then filed them in the state of Texas on February the 15th.
Abbott says Texas has sophisticated judges and premier business courts that are attracting businesses left and right. From the 24-Hour News Center, Georgia Alfredas, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Two people working on a house in Tarrant County in the hospital with burns. The house blew up. Fire marshal says they worked in the kitchen, sprayed lacquer on cabinets, and something set it on fire. Workers suffered burns on their hands, their face, their arms. They're recovering at Parkland. They had firefighters from Hazlett, Lake Worth, Saginaw, and Fort Worth helping out. They managed to save the house. It's not destroyed.
President Biden commuting hundreds of sentences and issues 39 pardons.
In an early morning announcement, President Biden is pardoning 39 people convicted of nonviolent crimes and commuting the sentences of nearly 1,500 who were released to home confinement during the pandemic. The White House says it's the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history. Biden also says he'll be taking more steps in the next 5.5 weeks before the Trump administration takes over. In a statement, the president says America was built on the promise of possibility and second chances, and that he has the great privilege of extending mercy to people who have demonstrated remorse and rehabilitation. Sources say Biden is also weighing the idea of preemptive pardons for those who face possible retribution from investigations against Trump. This comes after Biden issued a broad pardon for his son Hunter after saying he wouldn't, a decision only about 2 in 10 Americans approved of, according to a recent AP NORC poll. Jennifer King, Washington.
Now, one of those pardons came from North Texas. Shanlin Jin, a doctoral student at SMU, got sentenced to 8 years in prison 3 years ago. When it turned up, he had 47,000 child porn files on his computer. The president reduced his sentence to time served, and he's out, but has to go back to China. Jin's family's connected to various influential members of the Communist Party. Cops in New Jersey looking into a number of drones that they've seen flying over some sensitive areas of the state.
There is only speculation as this mystery unfolds. We spoke to one representative yesterday, Jeff Van Drew. He said that according to officials with certain security clearances, they told him that these drones could be coming from an Iranian mothership that's off the East Coast. However, when we asked him if there is any concrete evidence that he could show us, he did not go any further than that.
Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey said they should be doing more to find out where these drones came from.
The evidence is it's mounting against this.
Even though his lawyer's like, hey, I don't see any evidence.
He's 26 years old. He's from Maryland. This is the guy accused in the execution-style murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson 1 week ago in New York City. CBS correspondent Lilia Luciano, she's been following this story, joins us right now. Lilia, where are you and what's going on?
I am right in front of the Huntington, Pennsylvania prison, state prison, where Luigi Mangione remains at this time and until he is extradited to New York. We're still waiting to hear that the governor of New York has actually signed that extradition warrant and what's going to happen with that when it's submitted to the state of Pennsylvania. But I'm learning now from the Department of Corrections here about some of the details of his detention. I asked them whether he had become violent at any time. They said no. I asked if he was in solitary confinement. They said no, but he's not in a cell with anybody else. He's in a cell by himself. And he does not have any interactions with any other inmates at this time. I asked if he was in suicide watch or anything of that nature, and they said no, he's not under any psychological order. He will have access to the outside, to the yard. They said that every inmate at every level has that, but that he has not. He doesn't have that yet. I mean, he just kind of recently arrived here.
The evidence against this young man does seem to be piling up.
It really is. The NYPD, for the first time yesterday, confirmed that their ballistics and fingerprint analysis, according to that, and they say, places the suspect at the scene of the crime. There was a Kind Bar wrapper and a bottle of water that were found near that Starbucks where listeners might remember there was surveillance video from, which was part of what the NYPD was putting out to identify this person and see if they could get, you know, the public to identify. Well, these items that were found near the Starbucks have fingerprints that match those, according to NYPD, of the suspect. There's also a single print on a cell phone, smudged fingerprint somewhat, on a cell phone that was discarded near the crime scene in an alley that has one print, and that one matches. And they're also saying that you might remember the reporting that we've been doing over the last week where police found shell casings with the words deny, delay, and possibly depose written on Sharpie on those shell casings that apparently, well, that those, according to ballistics analysis, matched the ghost gun that Mangione, police say, had in his possession when he was arrested, along with a silencer, which we saw on the video of the shooting.
You mentioned the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, signing the extradition warrant. Realistically, how long can Mangione hold out fighting his return to New York? It would seem it would have to be inevitable at some point.
I had a long, long conversation yesterday with a defense attorney who's represented very high-profile cases, including Amanda Knox, who has done extraditions from state to state to international extradition cases. And he talked to me about every possible scenario. You know, there could be the defense challenging the legality of the arrest, and we've requested the body cam video, but have not, but it has not been released yet. But anyway, he's making suppositions and walked me through a million different scenarios that could delay that process. But, you know, there's a possibility that Pennsylvania also negotiates and drops the charges to speed up that process. That's one of those scenarios. It's hard to know how long it'll take, but what we have learned from the governor and Alvin Bragg, the district attorney of Manhattan, is that they are doing everything they can to try and have him face these charges in New York as soon as possible.
Lilia, thank you so much. We appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to speak with us. I know it's another very busy day for you in Pennsylvania.
Sure is. Thank you so much.
That is CBS correspondent Lilia Luciano. So let's recap. They catch him with a bag full of cash,
okay,
a fake ID,
all right,
a ghost gun with a silencer,
not good,
and a handwritten manifesto railing against the health insurance industry.
Even worse.
And now they have fingerprints at the scene.
You're done.
And the ballistics match up.
Uh-oh.
On top of the surveillance video. I don't want to convict this guy without a trial. But the defense probably doesn't want me on that jury.
Well, I'll tell you that lawyer, I mean, I know a lawyer has to say this, but for him to say, I haven't seen any evidence at all that my client is guilty of this.
Really?
We just told you a few. You better figure out how you're going to explain this stuff.
If he gets him off, this is the new Perry Mason. By the way, state of New York, there are reports that they may upgrade the charges against Luigi from second-degree murder to premeditated first-degree murder.
It was definitely premeditated.
What came up from whoever shot him, walked right up on him from behind, shot him in the back.
Allegedly, the guy walks up. We all saw the video. I mean, that's as premeditated as it gets. It wasn't like he just picked out a random guy and says, I'm going to off this guy in the back. He was waiting for him. He took aim, shot him, walked up, shot him a couple of more times.
It actually happened a couple of Saturdays ago before SMU's final regular season game against Cal there at Ford Stadium. A doctoral student at SMU noticed a man who was unresponsive on the boulevard. That's the big tailgating area.
All right, so you might think drunk as hell.
Don't know, but he was in bad shape. And Magdalene Pike sprung into action, performing CPR until the EMS arrived. And then she learned days later that the man survived. And this morning at SMU, she was presented with the Campus Police Department's Citizen Commendation Award. Big award for Magdalene this morning. She joins us right now here on KRLD. Magdalene, thanks so much. Congratulations.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
I see here that the man you saved and his wife were in attendance. That must have really been something.
Absolutely, yeah. I got to give everybody big hugs and their two beautiful daughters as well.
All right. Now, my first reaction when I hear boulevard and a guy kind of passed out, I'm thinking, okay, someone had a little too much. Take us through exactly what happened. What did you see that day?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's crazy when you think about right place, right time. So I went to the game that day with a few friends who weren't familiar with SMU's campus, and we were hanging out on the boulevard, and I said, hey, guys, let's, you know, walk down towards the end. I want you kind of to get a feel for it and check it out. One of my friends got caught in a conversation, which put my group at a stop, and when that happened, I happened to notice Chris on the ground, and kept an eye on him because there were kids stirring around, and when I started to notice his coloration change, was able to run over and begin the CPR process.
How did you know what to do? You would obviously, you'd learn that at some point.
Yeah, so fortunate to have had a few years of lifeguarding experience in high school, but I was also military for 8 years, and they provide also some great CPR training.
So what exactly happened to the guy? Obviously, you saved his life. Did you ever find out what happened?
My initial thought during the response was stroke, which wasn't correct. I was told anaphylactic shock, but after talking to Chris today, it was a heart condition of some sort. I don't know the exact terminology.
And help me out here. How old is he, roughly?
He is 40.
He's 40 years old. Wow. And he and his wife were there today. What kind of conversation was exchanged between you guys?
There's not a whole lot you can really say to that situation. Just extreme gratitude and, you know, getting to talk to his little girl, who was actually truly the first responder, and just telling her how much of a hero she is. The wife was also a part of the response in the situation, and getting to hug her again and really just coming full circle. It was really beautiful just to see his face again and really healing.
You know, if something like that happens in front of me, I know that I would be hesitant. My first thought is not CPR. Why did you spring into action? Was it just something that you had learned? You knew immediately this guy is in danger. I got to do something right now.
Yes. I mean, when I ran up to respond, there was no breath, no pulse, which led to the initial CPR action. But the situation was really confusing. It was hard kind of trying to filter through at the time kind of my medical knowledge and, you know, if it was a stroke, how to respond or how to react. And so it made the CPR process challenging, but fortunately the most rewarding and amazing outcome came from it. And I do just want to take this moment to add that there was also an unidentified gentleman who conducted the CPR with me together. So if he's listening, I do want to give him his kudos, and he truly, it wouldn't have been made possible without him as well.
Absolutely.
I'm sure people have called you a hero. How do you feel about that?
You know, the language around a situation like this is always interesting, and all I can really say is that I'm truly humbled and truly grateful to have been there and been where I should have been when I should have been there.
Magdalene, it says you're doctoral students. In what?
Yes, so I'm in the Doctor of Liberal Studies program at SMU with an emphasis on human rights and social justice. And then my research is around reducing recidivism through holistic measures. And I've worked with incarcerated youth.
And pretty good at CPR, too.
Look at that resume. You got a resume that smokes mine. I'm almost twice your age.
Magdalene, thank you so much. And again, congratulations. Magdalene Pike, SMU student, doctoral student, literally saved a life at a tailgate party.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.